Welcome to Lou Marks The Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. Well, giggles Kamala constantly lied and eventually got destroyed by Mike Pence in the debate. As usual, Kamala Harris, the Democrats and the media didn't let the facts get in the way of her and their narratives the night of the vice presidential debate. Kamala Harris spewed no shortage of falsehoods and lies during the vice presidential debate. Because she's a leftist, she doesn't have to worry about the mainstream media fact-checking her. Unfortunately for her, all of us, we were able to catch them all. Here are the top five. How about the great fracking flip-flop? Joe Biden took a pro-fracking stance recently in Pennsylvania, as he always has. He said, "I am not banning fracking. Let me state it again. I am not banning fracking. No matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me." But you didn't have to listen to Donald Trump to think otherwise. You just had to listen to Biden, who claimed during the Democratic debates there would be no more fracking if he were elected president. Double lies, as always. Harris also decided to double down on her recent flip-flop on fracking at the debate, perhaps after realizing the unpopularity of opposing it. Joe Biden will not ban fracking. That is a fact, she claimed. We all know that's a lie. Vice President Pence replied, "Look, Senator Harris, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. You yourself said on multiple occasions when you were running for president that you would ban fracking." One of those previous occasions was during a presidential town hall where Harris said, "There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking, so yes." And starting with what we can do one day around public lands, right? And then there has to be a legislation, but yes. And this is something I've taken on in California. I have a history of working on this issue. Well, she sure wants fracking, but she lied. Mike Pence noted that both Harris and Biden had said they'd ban fracking, and her response to that was deny that, which seems utterly bizarre since video of their frequent conversations about fracking is absolutely not in short supply. You can see it everywhere. How about Honest Abe, Dishonest Kamala? Harris totally invented history to argue against confirming Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. "You want to talk about packing the court? Let's have that discussion," she said. Abraham Lincoln was up for re-election and there was a Supreme Court seat vacant with 27 days to go. Honest Abe decided to wait till the election, claimed Harris. In reality, in truth, in fact, Lincoln didn't send a nominee in October 1864 to the Senate because the Senate was out of session until December. He sent nominee Simon P. Chase to the Senate during the second day of the new session, and he was confirmed that same day. Incredible lie by Kamala Harris. This sort of reminds me, and I guess you too, of a story about the little girl that was denied busing, which wasn't true because she wasn't even going to school in those days in the United States. And then there was the good old Charlottesville lie that just won't die. Kamala resurrected another discredited Democrat and liberal talking point that Biden has also pushed heavily as of late. Trump on the issue of Charlottesville, where people were peacefully protesting the need for racial justice where a young woman was killed. And on the other side, there were neo-Nazis carrying tiki torches, shouting racial epithets and anti-Semitic slurs, and Donald Trump, when asked about it, said there were fine people on both sides, Harris claimed. Never ends, does it? But Vice President refuted the lie immediately. "You know, I think this is one of the things that makes people dislike the media so much in this country," he said. And he's right. That you selectively edit, they just take out sections that don't mean anything, that sound terrible, but they're not true. Just like Senator Harris did. "Comments that President Trump and I and others on our side of the aisle make," he said. Senator Harris conveniently omitted, like everyone else does, like the mainstream media does, like the fake news does, that after the president made comments about people on either side of the debate over monuments, he condemned the KKK, he condemned the neo-Nazis, he condemned the white supremacists, and has done so repeatedly. How about the tax Biden plan? We saw enough of it in last week's debate, but I think this is supposed to be a debate based on facts and truth, and the truth and the fact is Joe Biden has been very clear. He will not raise taxes on anybody who makes less than $400,000 a year, Harris said. Pence fired back immediately. Joe Biden said twice in the debate last week that he was going to repeal the Trump tax cuts, which he said he was. He constantly says it was. So does Harris. That was tax cuts that gave the average working family to $1,000 in tax break every single year. Harris then chided Pence for interrupting her and then said his comments weren't true. She lied. She has no other way out of it. She either tries condescending or giggles or laughs. It's not a laughing matter, Kamala. Biden has on numerous occasions said the first thing he would do after taking office would be repealing the Trump tax cuts. He actually said on the first day in office. And how about the coronavirus hoax? The president said coronavirus was a hoax, Harris falsely claimed. President Trump never said that. Much like the Charlottesville lie, the claim that President Trump called the coronavirus a hoax only convinces those who don't bother to check the full context of the quote, which unfortunately seems to be most liberals and Democrats. They don't want to see it. Even if they see it, they lie about it, like Harris did. President Trump was not calling the coronavirus a hoax, but rather the Democrats' politicization of it, and that is a hoax. What Trump actually said was, now the Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. You know that, right? Coronavirus. They're politicizing it. They tried the impeachment hoax, and this is their new hoax. He further clarified, hoax is, they're referring to the action that they take to try and pin this on somebody, namely President Trump usually, because we've done such a good job. The hoax is on them. I'm not talking about what's happening here. I'm talking about what they've done. Pence hammered Harris for undermining confidence in the vaccine, which the Democrats do. They keep saying it. Once again, rather weirdly, Kamala Harris declared she wouldn't take a vaccine recommended by Donald Trump, and Pence pounded her on her anti-vaccine stance. Harris did try to split the baby by declaring she would take a vaccine recommended by scientists in the Trump administration, but not Trump. That makes no sense. Trump's not going to recommend something that is the scientists and the pharmaceutical companies and the doctors haven't proved to be effective. Harris was also asked how Joe Biden would handle the coronavirus differently than Trump. Had no real answer beyond things the Trump administration was already doing, which Pence noted was basically plagiarism. That's true. Everything that Biden says that he's going to do, Trump has already done, doing, and it's almost completed. So Biden is not just lies, but it's useless. He's a useless person, so is Harris. Rather bizarrely, Kamala Harris claimed that Joe Biden was responsible for the economic success in the Trump administration before the coronavirus happened, which may have been the most mind-blowing moment of the night. How could that possibly be? Biden himself said he wasn't even in office. Joe Biden is the one who, during the Great Recession, was responsible for the Recovery Act that brought America back, and now the Trump-Pence administration wants to take credit. True insanity and lies. Obama and Biden destroyed the American economy. Mike Pence responded effectively and truthfully while dropping a couple of fantastic quotes you may see turning up. Sometimes you've seen them over the next few weeks again. On day one, Joe Biden is going to raise your taxes and the American economy. The American comeback is on the ballot. Lost the trade war with China? Joe Biden never fought it, Mike Pence said. Truth. Panders to China. This was one of the best lines of the night, as Harris foolishly challenged Pence on China. That was a big mistake. Biden is on China's payroll. So is his son. Probably Harris, too. Kamala Harris won't ask whether she and Biden would pack the Supreme Court. Pence then performed beautifully here as he kept coming back to her on this question while she kept dodging it, until it would have been obvious to a five-year-old or even a sleepy Joe Biden what was happening. Then Pence correctly noted that her non-answer was an answer. Of course they're going to pack the court. Clearly Biden and Harris intend to pack the Supreme Court, which is a dangerous maneuver that will threaten the stability of our country. It's illegal and it's against the Constitution. Totally. It destroys the total judicial branch of the government. And they want to do it. They want to win. The best proof that Pence won the debate is how much the major media are talking about the stupid fly. These so-called serious journalists demand we focus on policy, and then when a candidate gets crushed on TV, they want to talk about nonsense. Journalists have only always snarked about among themselves about news events, but now they turn that into news stories and call it analysis, a fly on Biden's hair. It's not analysis, it's like a 10-year-old's vision of what journalism should be. Pence won decisively. That's why everyone wants to talk about a fly. Pence dismantled Harris. So the entire media will talk about pink eye and a rogue fly. This is incredible to watch. Did you watch Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo? Pathetic. Fools. Clowns. So it's Senator Kamala Harris. It's more apt symbol of the Democratic Party's campaign of hate and rage against the president and of the tactics it employs couldn't be imagined. She's the worst and the most left. We saw her during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings attacking President Donald Trump's nominee on the flimsiest evidence without thought to anything except destroying the man and his family. Sickening. It was an amazingly vile and dishonest smear even by Washington, D.C. standards. She's evil. It was done without evidence. On the say-so of a completely unreliable witness, in my opinion, a lying witness, for cynical political purposes. In late 2018, Harris mugged a federal district court nominee for his membership in the Knights of Columbus, sneering and smirking and that stupid laughing. And since 1993, you have been a member of the Knights of Columbus, an all-male society comprised primarily of Catholic men. Are you aware that the Knights of Columbus oppose the women's right to choose when you join the organization, thus fusing two traditional elements of Democratic Party orthodoxy, nativist anti-Catholicism and support for abortion on demand? These are shameful tactics, but there's no shaming Biden or Harris, especially Harris. Remember, this is the woman who attacked Joe Biden as a villainous racist and probable sex abuser in Democratic primaries, but is now his running mate. How does that happen? She appears utterly without principles. She has no principles. She has no morals, save that of self-advancement. Mythology of Harris describes her as a fearless fighter for the little guy, except when the little guy is Kevin Cooper on California's death row for a 1983 murder. Cooper's lawyers have twice called for DNA testing of articles related to the crime. As State Attorney General, Harris denied these petitions, although in a later interview she called herself a firm believer in DNA testing. Lies, pathetic, evil, horrendous. More evidence of a situational relationship with the truth. Harris constantly lies about herself, just day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute, congratulating herself as an early wokester. The senator tweeted in July 2019, "I was only the second class to integrate in Berkeley public schools." Something she's often repeated. But Harris, unfortunately, was born in 1964. A quick perusal of Berkeley High School's yearbook in 1963 shows the district already was well integrated. This sort of lie combines untruth with more than that, it's worse, an insult. She apparently thinks people are too stupid or too lazy to verify what she says. These constant fairy tale stories are getting out of hand, out of control. A second class story for forced busing, integration, hardly, more lies. The same casual relationship with fact was evident in her first press event as Biden's running mate. But all truths, untruths aside, there's still plenty to be concerned about. In a recent interview with PBS, Harris expressed support for returning to the Paris Climate Accord, restoring Obama-era fuel efficiency standards, the Green New Deal, tuition-free four-year colleges, and a ban on assault weapons. She means all weapons. Tariffs on trade with China, essentially open borders, let anyone in, no more borders, no more America, and much more. It was a tour of progressive dreams, the anticipable consequences of which would reduce our country to smoking, bankrupt wreckage, and would hand the leading role in world events to our adversaries. Not okay. Personally, what I find the most disgusting of all and the worst is her sneering, smirking smiles and outright laughing. She's almost always laughing. You see her on every film clip about every subject, even at the debate. What's funny? This is our country. This is our freedom. This is our constitution. This is our rights. And Kamala is laughing. Well, we've got news for you, Kamala. This whole thing is not funny, and you're about to find out when you and Joe Biden lose the race and Trump has another 4 years as president. Biden, the left, may be smitten with his running mate, but for the rest of the country, electing this team is a liaison far too dangerous to even contemplate.